That morning, I went and took my mother-in-law to get her haircut, and then afterwards, I take her out for lunch, and then I take her out for a drive afterwards. And so I didn't get home till about 2:30, and I came home, and Bill looked at me, and he had a concerned look on his face, and he said, "Tommy's not here right now. He went with a friend. He to look at artwork," and I couldn't think of anybody that would be, and a couple hours later, you know, Bill came up to me and he goes, "Tommy's still not home." I felt uneasy because Tommy wasn't home, and Bill, just because of Bill's nervousness.
It'd been 4 hours.
And so we went to this concert, and about 9:15, concert was ending, and I got really sick. I couldn't believe it. I felt this horrible feeling in my gut. And so the song ended. I said, "Bill, we need to go." And then as soon as we got home, Bill says, "Tommy's still not here." And I went into the restroom, got sick, tried to text Tommy's phone. And then I came out, and Bill says, and I'm trying to call him every minute, and he doesn't answer his phone. And I had just gotten into the living room with my pajamas on and my robe, and this knock on the door, and it's David Knight. Bill goes and answers the door, and he goes, "Hello, do you remember me?" And Bill goes, "Yes." And he goes, "I'm the guy who left with your son." He says, "Yes, where is Tommy?" And he goes, "Well, I have his phone right here."
One of the odd things about when he came to the door was I said, "You know, where's my son? I've been trying to call for him." And he said, "Well, I have his phone." And I said, "What are you doing with his phone?" And he said, "Well, I found it on the ground. He must have dropped it."
And the phone had blood on it. And Bill goes, "Well, where is Tommy and why do you have his phone?" And then he said, "Well, we went out drinking," and I really automatically got very upset. I said, "You shouldn't have done that. You know, that wasn't cool. That wasn't good." And Bill says, "Come in here and talk to us." And so he came and sat down, and he proceeded to tell us the story about how he lost Tommy at 8 o'clock. And in my mind, I thought, oh, we better go look for Tommy. And then he said, "Well," and I looked all over for him, and I couldn't find him. And then Bill goes, "But what happened to him?" You know, he goes, "Well, I finally saw these lights downtown, and I went down towards the lights. And I think I saw him on the sidewalk like he got hit by a car." And he goes, "I think you should call Sierra Vista Hospital." I was sitting there talking to him, you know, asking him questions about the day, because he was eavesdropping on Bill. And I was talking kind of loud, and he looked at me and he gritted his teeth. And he goes, "Excuse me, I'm trying to eavesdrop on this conversation." And it just startled me. And so then just then I could hear Bill on the phone, and he goes, "But he's going to be all right, right?" And then Bill said, "They couldn't save him. They couldn't save him." And I just started screaming, and I leaned over on the couch and I started pounding on it and just screaming. And then Bill came over and he just held me, and we were both just crying. And I looked up to see how this person reacted. So then he started rocking back and forth and pulling his head up and down.
He's
and saying,
"Doing this. How could Thomas have done this to me?"
Bill looked at him and said, "I think you should leave." And I jumped up. I ran to the phone and I called my brother. I said, "The worst thing that's ever happened in my life has just happened." I said, "You need to get over here fast." And my brother came in and he heard us screaming and crying. And he goes, "What's happening here?" And David Knight puts his hands on his hips and he goes, "He's dead." And my brother was startled, and we're screaming, and it's going on and on. And then my brother looks at him and he goes, "What's happening here?" And he goes, "He's dead." And Bill said, I thought I told you to leave." But anyway, my brother took us to the hospital, and then, you know, the story from there. We came there and Tommy was already gone, and it was a horrible situation. The police wanted to know how we got there, because the hospital hadn't called us, we called them. And then we had to explain the situation and about David Knight. They said, oh, yes, we know who that is. And he and I said, yeah, he said he was even trying to identify Tommy. He goes, no, he positively identified him.